The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Will this save your relationship?
Let's find out. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, another band that will be at Acoustic Christmas right there, AWOL Nation, and the complete lineup and all the information that you may have missed at krock.com, on the socials, KROQ, and of course, Klein Alley Show as well. We'll see you the 14th at the Forum, but of course, you got to get your tickets on the 15th of November, which is a week from Friday, and get them before they're gone, ticketmaster.com. So this woman claims, Allie, that her relationship was doomed, like a lot of relationships, where every night was spent just sitting on the couch, scrolling through your phones, not really talking to your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, and then eventually someone just falls asleep, and that's the end of the night, and then repeat the next day, repeat the next day.
Well, usually that begins with, I'm so exhausted, I'm too tired to do anything.
Right.
Let's just sit on the couch and watch something, and right. Then you just kind of go down a rabbit hole until you fall asleep.
Sometimes you realize, I've been sitting next to this person for 4 hours, and I don't think we've said a word to each other, and then sometimes...
And we've texted each other, oddly.
So, yeah, every once in a while you come across a funny meme, and you're, like, too lazy to even hold your phone, so you just send it. You don't even want to just hold the phone and show it. You're like, I'll just text it to you.
Yes.
And then you'll say, did you get my text? They go, no. You go, check it out. And
yes.
Then
you'll hear them go, ah. Did you get my meme? Isn't it funny?
So this woman claims that is the beginning of the end for a lot of relationships, because then all of a sudden you feel very disconnected. You feel like, wow, we've been doing this for years now. We've never actually had a real conversation. She thinks she's got a solution to this, and here she is explaining it.
I wanted to share something that my husband and I started doing at the beginning of the year, and it's been so fun and such like a game changer for how our evenings go.
He hates it.
I think he hates it too. You can hear in her voice that he hates it.
We started doing this thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no.
And this is getting a lot of attention now.
Leave her.
It's going. Also, notice he's nowhere around right now.
Yeah, he's not like, yeah, babe, it's the best.
She says we feel so much closer since we've done this, and I don't think he could be any further.
So before, we would just, after our daughter goes to bed, we would lounge on the couch, scroll on our phones until we were too tired and went to bed.
Sounds great.
Isn't that the best part of being in a relationship? I mean, isn't that what we're all striving for eventually? It's just someone to sit next to on the couch and scroll with. I remember like growing up, it was my parents, but it would be like newspapers, but like they would
yes.
sit there and they would sit across from each other.
Or
and
like
they
crossword
would,
puzzles
they would
or
both
some
have
crap.
Their own newspaper, and they would not talk to each other, and hours would become days, would become months, and they seemed...
Perfectly content.
Yeah, not happy, but fine, like Jake likes to say.
Well, I mean, when you spend countless hours with a person, especially after 40, 50 years of marriage, what else are you supposed to do?
They run out of things to talk about.
But I feel like it was kind of peaceful back then.
Peaceful. You're like, look, I'm doing my thing, you're doing your thing.
But because it's a screen, it becomes...
People feel more snubbed somehow. I don't know why.
Well, I think it's also about doom scrolling and some of the things that, you know, all
the
stuff...
Or maybe you're, like, flirting or checking out, like, you know, Instagram chicks.
Yeah, I mean, there's endless possibilities with a phone. There aren't endless possibilities with a newspaper.
Yeah, it's a good point. So anyway, here's what she says is her big solution, and it's something you must do every night before bed if you want to change your relationship for the better.
So, we started doing something that we're calling our, like, three-hour night.
Oh, my God. That is... so long. If that is not tantric sex, I don't know what could possibly be worthy of 3 hours. I thought this was a quick fix thing. 3 hours.
Well,
that's a lot of time. Every night? That's 15 hours a week.
I'm amazed that you have 3 hours of time, period.
Well, she explains that.
What we do is after my daughter goes to bed, which is normally around like 7 p.m.
So this starts at 7 p.m.
Okay, already that has been a goal of ours that we have not hit.
Right. I'm looking closer to 9:30 on a good day right here.
Yeah, bed is supposed to be at 7.
In theory, sure. We all say that. And then it's like people...
But then you got to backtrack. So then when is dinner happening?
Well, daylight savings screwed this whole thing up. So who knows? Anyway, so here's her plan.
So she's definitely giving her kids sleeping pills, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of drugging the melatonin on that kid.
We take an hour. So the first hour is our productive time.
Now, maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're being too cynical. Maybe people think this is actually a really good idea. So hour one of the 3 hour plan is productive time.
So I start with a quick cleanup of the kitchen or just things that accumulated throughout the day.
Fun.
Well, that is what I do.
It's fun.
That's what we both do. Soon as he goes to bed, it's like, okay, what needs to be, trash needs to be taken out, the toys need to be cleaned. That's just...
Constant chaos.
Yes.
Let's get rid of all the evidence that showed today even existed.
And then we try to do something that either got put off or my phone is falling. This is...
Even her phone is trying to walk away from her during this explanation.
Divorce me, please.
The phone is going, I can't. 3 hours is going to go on for?
Cleaning the bathroom or organizing the pantry or hall closet or...
This is not a man-approved plan. This is a plan that was designed by a woman for a woman's needs.
Dude, I do not, and even as a woman, I do not want to spend my first hour of freedom that day reorganizing my hall closet.
Yeah. Her whole schedule is off because the first hour, when you finally get freedom, if you got kids, you got to deal with them all day, and you finally get that, they're asleep.
You guys not enjoy being parents? I'm here listening to you guys. You have to deal with your kids. Don't you get excitement of being with your children? Speaking of them they're a burden.
You're hearing what I'm putting down on.
Okay, got it.
Love being with my kid, but it is a responsibility. And then when you feel the kid's in bed, you have time to just kind of take a breath and have time for yourself. Everybody deserves time to themselves.
And then the first thing you start doing is doing a deep clean of the stove. Forget that.
Yeah,
this lady's a moron.
Well, okay, good. I'm glad you agree with that.
This lady's a total moron.
So she said, but she claims this has changed her relationship. Now, meanwhile, I don't know where her husband is, but I bet he's at a strip club right now. But she's saying that hour one, immediately upon getting freedom, is you start the working together on household chores.
Something super random, sharpening our knives. I don't know. Anything
I'm sure that's what he's doing.
Productive the household.
Right.
Doing chores.
He's just in the corner just sharpening knives, just giving her the evil eye.
I'll make this task nice and sharp again.
Don't mind me.
This is my productive time.
So that's the first hour. And then the second hour.
All right, that's hour one. Want to guess what hour two is, or you just want me to play it?
Man.
Is it less or more phone?
I bet it's less phone. I bet it's put our phones away. I bet this is a phoneless hour.
I bet you at some point she uses mindfulness.
Here's hour two.
Getting to our marriage. So during this time, we put our phones down in a way we're solely dedicated to each other and to our marriage. So that could be things like taking a shower together or having fun together, playing a game together, or just anything that's gonna get you guys talking and connecting, or debriefing from the day, or just talking about what you're doing,
how sharp your knives are,
the plans for tomorrow, or how work's going or whatever. So anything that's gonna connect and strengthen and build your marriage.
When is the time where you watch a show together? Is that during that hour?
No, it's not during that hour, because now you go to hour three, and she's already explained what hour three is, and that part, I guess it could be part of hour three.
The last hour is an hour to yourself, so...
Then you go to do your own thing for an hour.
Wow, yeah. So that does sound nice. It just doesn't sound realistic.
But she claims that
it's so much time. People, at the end of the day, I don't know how you guys are. I maybe have a half hour.
That's how I feel.
I have 45 minutes before I have to go to bed.
Yeah.
At the end of every day.
I sleep for 5 hours.
This is a time where you can do whatever you want for yourself without judgment. That's the key.
So the idea is that in that hour, whatever you're doing, if you want to scroll, you scroll. You can't have your partner making you feel guilty. I can't believe you're wasting an hour doing this. You want to go watch a show that they don't want to watch?
Or if the husband's on OnlyFans, he's like, you can't judge me. This is my me time.
This is my hour right here. All right?
He's a genius.
I'm sharpening this sword now.
If you just want to lay on the couch and scroll on your phone and watch TikToks or whatever, like watch YouTube videos, the other person like can't pass any judgment on that. So it could be something like that. You could do like whatever you want to do for yourself. For my alone time, I'm either like editing my videos or...
Jesus Christ.
Being single is all time.
I'm going to sharpen swords now for that person.
It sounds nice. It just sounds rigid.
That's the 3-hour method if you want to save your relationship. Or you could just listen to that video and you could mock that woman together, and I'm sure that would bring you closer together as a couple. Did you hear the exciting news announced earlier today? This band right here, our buddy Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins, will be at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. And this is how we'll wrap up today's show with today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.